Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today calling simply for sunshine and a high in the low 80s. Right now, the temperature readings, we start things out in Kenosha at 62 degrees. It's 65 in Burlington, 64 in Milwaukee, also 64 in Racine. You heard about the Assembly vote on the Foxconn bill. Current State Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca from Kenosha, joined by fellow Democrats Corey Mason of Racine and Todd Onstead of Kenosha, plus Milwaukee area's Jason Fields in voting for that $3 billion package. During the live coverage on Wisconsin Eye, Republican Tom Weatherston took note he's got a new neighbor who'd relocated from the West Coast. That new neighbor, an employee of Foxconn.
He's a site development manager. He's a great guy. Moved from L.A. He didn't buy a house because he's going to leave in 2 minutes, okay? Bought a house because he's going to be there for a long time. His wife's a nice lady. They have a couple little kids. Great new neighbors. He's worked for Foxconn his entire life.
Minority Leader Peter Barca said an electronics manufacturing zone amendment wasn't even sought by the company. Even Republican Tyler August from Lake Geneva in a rare floor speech said that the benefits of this outweigh the concerns even outside his district. 64-31, the Assembly votes sending the Foxconn measure to Governor Walker, who's on a foreign trade mission but indicated he hopes to sign the bill soon. So that leaves the announcement of just where Foxconn is going to put this monstrous LCD screen production plant. Mount Pleasant now more likely after Pleasant Prairie and Kenosha dropped out of the hunt. And with Mount Pleasant appearing more and more to be the potential site on that, the Racine Water Wastewater Utility, well, they're working behind the scenes to be ready to act if the need arises to greatly expand services. During the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee meeting this week, Utility General Manager Keith Haas didn't mention Foxconn by name, but made reference in his comments about a resolution that seeks to reimburse for any expenses with a multi-million dollar Racine Water Distribution System expansion.
If we have to borrow money to put water mains west for some development that could occur in Mount Pleasant, and we do it through a safe drinking water loan fund, as we have done in the past several times with this committee, that any costs that we incur for planning and engineering leading up to that borrowing would be reimbursable and be able to go back and reach back and put that all in the bond issue that we would entertain.
Based on past experience and the reported size of the Foxconn facility, Haas indicated the price tag for expanding Racine's water system to the site between $0 and $100 million. This would be a revenue bond issue backed by the water utility, so the city's ability to borrow for general obligation bonding would not be affected. Not specifically related to Foxconn, though, the Finance Committee recommending the Common Council support a comfort resolution for a declaration of intent on reimbursing for costs related to expanding the wastewater treatment plant for the next 20 years. Just a reminder, the Racine Public Library and the Bookmobile are closed and unavailable today because of a pest control issue. A couple of bed bugs discovered with some returned materials. The library contracting with canine detection and inspection services to check the entire building, and if there is evidence of any additional bed bugs, another contract with Anderson Pest Solutions will be providing an aggressive initial treatment as well as follow-up visits. The library is indicating that a news release will be issued today on the outcome. Otherwise, the Racine Public Library is scheduled to reopen tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Helping Racine and Milwaukee County residents to overcome the effects of trauma and assist them in healing, the focus of a $1.8 million grant from the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families from the Science Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. That's an agency within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. WRJN's Janet Hoff reports.
In a statement, DCF Secretary Eloise Anderson said trauma can have a dramatic impact on children, affecting their development both emotionally and physically that can last long into adulthood. She added this grant will allow Wisconsin to strengthen families and communities by expanding trauma-informed services to children and their parents. Over the next 5 years, DCF will be working with the Office of Children's Mental Health, Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and the Institute for Child and Family Well-Being to train mental health clinicians and implement and evaluate 3 evidence-based treatments. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A woman from Milwaukee facing a felony theft charge in Racine County for allegedly keeping a tax refund mistakenly put into her bank account. According to court documents, a tax preparation expert entered a one wrong number into the bank account for a Racine County client, resulting in the depositing of more than $5,100 in a refund in the wrong account. Credit union involved determined who actually owned the other account, but when that person was contacted, she allegedly refused to give the money back and emptied the account. 19-year-old Tatum Pollera now appearing in Racine County Circuit Court. A preliminary hearing on the charges has been scheduled for later this month. Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputies cracking down even more on speeding drivers. Acting Sheriff Richard Schmidt says in a 7-day period, 246 tickets were written as a result of 216 traffic stops. 169 were for speeding.
This isn't about generating revenue. This is about slowing down reckless driving.
160 of the tickets involving drivers going at least 16 miles an hour above the speed limit. Three were clocked at 36 miles an hour over the limit. Allegations of misconduct result in the termination of Milwaukee Airport Director Ismael Bonilla. In a statement, County Executive Chris Abley says it is because of an investigation into the county's procurement process. Bonilla reportedly found by the Audit Services Division and the Comptroller's Office to have violated county ordinances meant to protect the release of privileged information. A resolution that urges the city of Racine to end its two-tiered fee system for the 5th Street boat launch has been recommended for approval by a Racine County Board Committee. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson telling the Public Works, Parks and Facilities Committee, city owns the only public launch on Lake Michigan in Racine County, and by law, it can charge non-city residents more for using the facility.
You could go to the Harbor Clubs or whatever, the Yacht Club, whatever, if you wanted to get permission from them to launch, but there seems to be a fairness issue, and the county executive and I, in talking about it, thought that maybe the best approach would be to get a resolution through the county board, supported by this committee, that says, you know what, let's have a one pay system for all.
Supervisors on the panel suggesting the two-tiered system might be okay, a higher fee. The city charged a fee for anybody who's outside of Racine County. Anderson pointing out that it's not an issue in Milwaukee County. Anderson also felt it's a good time to send this resolution while the city is working on its 2018 budget. The Racine Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services got a request from Alderman Steve Smetana and Sandy Widener about developing and implementing a formal policy regarding citizen donations of benches for parks and other public spaces, which was received and filed this week because there's already one on the books. Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck explaining it might be a case of maybe better PR in the community.
Maybe they didn't realize that we did this, and why aren't we doing it, and why is it being publicized? Or maybe they just thought, hey, if you had something, maybe it needs to be noticed that we are doing it, whether it goes to council on this or not, saying, hey, we do have this, or we do a better job on marketing.
He noted a family-donated bench is already targeted for Harvey Park in the next few weeks. Alderman Jason Meekma asked for the existing policy on donations be emailed to him so he can refer it to his council colleagues. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, our newscaster there in the local news section. Also throughout the day at WRJN News. That'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.